ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय study of the Vedic knowledge, meditation upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One should also respect the demigods and understand how they are situated, how they act, and how they manage the activities of the various departments of this material world. In this way, one can see how God is existing and how everything is managed perfectly. Because of the presence of the Supreme Lord, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:10, Maya lakshana prakriti suyate saracharacharam ketunayana kaunteya jagatipayavartate. This material world is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and non-moving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. If one is unable to see the Supreme Lord, through although he is present as Krishna in his various incarnations, one may see the Supreme Lord's impersonal creature according to the direction of the Vedas by seeing the activities of the material nature. Anything done under the direction of the Vedic injunction is called Dharma, as described by the order carriers of Yamaraj, Bhagavatam 6.1.40. Veda pranihito dharma, hi adharmas tat viparyayaha. Veda narayana sakshat swayambhu iti shushruma. That which is prescribed in the Vedas constitutes dharma, the religious principles. And the opposite of that is irreligion. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of God and Narayana and are self-born. This we have heard from Yamaraj. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya comments, Tapo Abhimani Rudrastu Vishnu Hridayam Ashritaha Vidya Rupa Tatayo Me Vishnu Stanu Upashrita Shingaradi Akriti Kataha Kriyatma Pakakshasanaha Angeshu Kratava Sarve Madhya Dehe Chadarmara Prano Vayu Chita Gato Brahmadhyaha Sveshu Devataha. The various demigods are all acting under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and according to their various actions, the demigods are differently named. Om Adyanti Gurandasya Jana Jana Shalakya Sakshurun Militam Enam Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayyam Dadati Swakadam Kitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Ta Padakamalam Sri Purum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sakrujatam Sarvana Natam Vantam Sativam Sadvaitam Sarvutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sarvana Harita Sri Vishakantam Sat E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Ade Vrinda Maneshwari Rishabhayam Sukade Pranamami Tri Vancha Kalpata Gopesha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitana Pavadevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sahari Gaura Bhakta Vidata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Seeking the blessings of personal Vaishnavas do some justification on this verse. It's been a long time here sitting on this Vyasasana. So, this verse is basically explaining how one can quickly see the Supreme Lord. Everyone wants to see the Lord. This is prayers done, given or offered by Daksha. He is quoting the Vedic prayers of Hamsapurya prayers. This is a 12th text. So here, first Prabhupada is explaining about the classic argument of if we cannot see something that does not exist. People say, I cannot see the soul, so it does not exist. I cannot see the Supreme Lord, so he does not exist. So we stress more upon the one sense that seeing is belief. But for a practicing devotee, we can see the Supreme Lord through our ears more than our eyes, actually. If we listen. Our ears are the one which act more in terms of connecting with the Supreme Lord. So even if the Lord exists, then there is another division. Whether the Lord has a form or not, this another confusion goes on. Whether the Lord is impersonal or personal. Whether the Absolute Truth is personal. One of the main aspect of this Hamsubhuya prayers is to establish that the Lord is a Supreme Person. He is a transcendental person. He is not an ordinary person. He is extremely powerful and he is inconceivable, but at the same time he is a person. Now, there is, as we know from Bhagavad Gita, the initial discussion of we are not the body, we are spirit, we are conscious. But the only thing is, we are very limited, we are very tiny. We want to see or perceive the Supreme Conscious. But there is a layer of matter. Because our consciousness is contaminated with the matter, with that material consciousness or with that mind and senses, we cannot perceive Krishna. So we should understand clearly. God is not a cheap thing that anyone can see. We should qualify ourselves to see the Supreme Lord. That qualification is the process of Bhakti Yoga, where the consciousness is purified or cleared. Our material consciousness is transformed or getting transcendental or removed. The matter element is removed, the contamination is removed. Then our consciousness becomes spiritual, then we can perceive the Supreme Lord. So that's how, by bhakti, one can understand Krishna. Bhaktiya mam abhijana, Krishna says. Only by devotional service, one can understand, one can actually understand. This is actually the mystery of Bhagavad Gita. If you really see, Bhagavad Gita has many confidential truth or secret. It's like the rahasyam. Krishna says to Arjuna actually, this confidential secret I am telling to you, Arjuna, because you are my friend and devotee. Only devotees can understand the mysticism of Bhagavad Gita. That secret which Krishna is talking about is the relationship between the Lord and the Jiva, which is very confidential if you really see. We are talking about something which is really abstract in this world, that we are developing a relationship with God which you cannot see. So it becomes more complicated actually. When you talk about relationship, it is like kind of a person in a two-way relationship. There's two persons involved. Bhagavan, Bhakta and Bhakti. These three is combination of Bhakti Yoga. Prabhupada actually explains in the 14th chapter. Definition of Bhakti Yoga, it tells Bhakti Yoga means these three things are there. Bhagavan, Bhakti, that is the person, the Supreme Person, individual consciousness and the relationship between these two. This is Bhakti Yoga. And this is a secret, Krishna says. This only can be understood. And in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes, this Bhagavad Gita is a treatise to a devotee. This is basically, this is meant for devotees. These books, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, this is meant. If you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, first become a devotee, then you can actually understand. This is not for a karmi yogi, this is not for a jnani, this is not for an impersonalist, this is not for others. Even though this is mentioned there, but actually the essence of Bhagavad Gita or any Vedic literature, that can be understood only by devotee, because he can only see Krishna, he can only understand Krishna. So Krishna says again, if you want to understand from me, you have to hear from me. So, to understand Krishna, yes, we read Bhagavad Gita, because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna, we can understand. But there is an easy way also there. That to understand Krishna, more easy is to hear from person who knows Krishna. That is devotees. That is one level more merciful. So it's like, when we, when a child is there, the parents introduce the child to the world, like when they're feeding the child. See that? That's the moon. The child is actually seeing something with the help of the parents. See that? That is a bird. See this? This is a train. See this? This is a tram. What is this, mama? You see that? They are asking, what is this? What is this? No, this is this. Then, who in the world we would have known Radha Vallabha? No one would have. But because of Srila Prabhupada showing to the world, see, this is Krishna. This is Gaur-Nitaya. This is Jagannath Balabha Subhadra. The pure devotee actually revealed the Supreme Person to the common person. Otherwise, and even if someone is very close, it's like if you are sitting to a CEO of the company and if you don't have any knowledge of that person, even if he is sitting next to you, you may not be aware of who that person, the great person he is. So, the knowledge or the, I think I should reduce this. The knowledge or the information, basically the transcendental knowledge, which is spoken. This is in the starting the Bhagavatam, we have this verse, right, where it explains about the Srimad Bhagavatam is the glorification of the Lord, which is Amala Puranam, which is very sweet. But it becomes more sweet because it is coming from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. Because he adds that flavor, enhances that sweetness of the pastimes of the Lord. This is how we can see Krishna. This is how we can see the Supreme Lord. So here, the personal form, intelligent person can see God in his personal form as stated in the Shastras. Now, before going into Prabhupada gives some of the ways we can see, that is coming from Bhagavad Gita again in the purport, that we can see Krishna, say when we say Krishna is a person and then when we say Krishna is everywhere, God is everywhere. How can God be everywhere at the same time God be a person? That actually contradicts the statement that is everywhere and is near. This is shows the inconceivable nature of the Lord. How He is present everywhere? He is present everywhere through His energies. As an aspect of expansion, as a Paramatma, He is present everywhere, between the atoms, inside and everywhere. That is one way. Another way is, He is present everywhere through His energies. Maya Dakshana Prakriti Suryate Sacharacharam. That this is in the last Prabhupada, in the translation, the Lord saying, the demigods who execute my order, various departments of my life and so. Because if you see there is an order in anything, suppose if we go to kitchen and everything is silent, quiet, then you know some big personality is inside the kitchen. Very simple. If everything is happening very smooth, quiet, You know, everything is like, you know, everyone is focused and doing what they want to do and what they have to do. And no chit-chat, no, you know, nothing. Then you should know some energy is there, you know, some in charge, you know. A person in charge is there. Otherwise, it's not ordered. So if you see anything in order, then you should understand some big personality is behind that scene. Otherwise, you cannot see order. Simple as that. Like, for example, we have experience in our classroom. Classroom quiet means we know the teacher is there. Imagine a classroom where there is no teacher. Then what do you expect? Quietness, calm, serene? No. There is a complete chaos. Isn't it? Rockets will go, students will be there, you know, fighting, rolling, you know. All kind of experience. You can see whole circus happening there inside the class. So, if you see order anywhere, then there has to be a person behind who is in charge of this maintenance. Simple as. So similarly, the demigods may be directly involved in maintaining the affair of the universe, but they are departmental head, we should understand. Okay, then who is behind that? That's how you can see Krishna. When you see, this is again the chapter of Vibhuti Yoga, where Krishna explained, everything you see is just a small, tiny spark of my splendid energy. You know, everything, whatever the greatness, whatever the powerful, whatever the big, that is represented of Krishna. Whatever we see, Krishna explained, you know, the tree or the biggest mammal or whatever, the stars or even the demigods, everyone is running here and there to keep in order, to just to please the Supreme Lord. Because that presence that gives an example of, you can see the king in the department. Every department is representing the king. It doesn't really mean that the king has to be in the department, but still the department is functioning on the order of the king. So that department represents the king. So not really the king has to be in every department, but everything is going on. So that's how we can see that all this happening, the energies, the working of the material nature, the working of the material is happening because of the, under the supervision, under the vision, this is Maya Lakshena, under the eyes of Krishna. Without the will of Krishna, nothing can move. In the same purpose, even without the will of Krishna, even a grass cannot budge. Everything has to be sanctioned. Everything has to be sanctioned. And it has to be facilitated by the material nature. And activities happen. But it's interesting actually. Even though the living entity desire, the living entity is the original creator of activity, because the living entity desires to do something. But that has to be sanctioned by the Paramatma, by the Supreme Lord, and that has to be facilitated by the material nature. Then it can do the activity. Otherwise, it's not going to happen, because everything has to be facilitated. So then, reading tapasya. So, to engage in tapasya, denial of material activity is the first principle of spiritual life. Austerity in the form of meditation is my heart. So here, Krishna is explaining that. The human life is meant for performing austerity. Tapo divyam yena putraka. This is teachings of Rishabdev to his sons. The first he says, you have to do austerity. Austerity, we don't have to do extraneous activity. Just following the four regulative principles is the biggest austerity in Kali Yuga. If we can follow four regulative principles and chant Hare Krishna, that is the biggest austerity. We don't have to do extra. Because austerity generally will make one heart very hard. If we focus too much on austerity, then we'll miss the point of pleasing Krishna and Vaishnavas. We should be doing austerity. Our austerity is pleasing devotees and Vaishnavas. That's our austerity, basically, if you really see. And in order to perform the devotional service, we need sense control. Everything is pointed to that one place, in that remembering Krishna, pleasing Krishna. So everything has to be adjusted in such a way that our focus is not missed, that we don't give up devotional service. Because if that austerity helping you to be in Krishna consciousness, then that austerity is bona fide. Austerity in itself is not the mainstream for a devotee life. That too much fasting, I will fast, you know, I will do this, I will drink Bhagavatam, I will do that austerity, this austerity, I will not eat, I will nirjal. So Ekadasi, I will do nirjal. It's good if you can able to remember Krishna and do your service, whatever is given to you. On the name of fasting, we don't want to ruin our health and give, you know, more, dependent on many Vaishnavas to take care of the health and not able to do other service the next day. Yeah, that day I fasted, then to recover it took 3 days, 4 days, then we are actually missing the point. Rather, we have nice Ekadasi prasadam, do our parts, or go to crosses, go to, you know, do temple services, clean the temple, do our other services. Because that way our mind is more engaged and active in the serving Krishna, rather in the name of fasting, I'm always thinking about when is the next meal I can, I'm checking the calendar, when is the breakfast time. Tomorrow 6:53, okay, so 6:53 means I have to get all the prasadam ready by 6:45. If we are chanting in that mood, then it's better, you know, we forget about it, forget the whole thing, have some burfi, chant nicely and do the service. So because we are not focused on austerity, enough austerity, otherwise Prabhupada would have given all the vratta. It's not that, you know, the acharya knows exactly what to be given, when and who. Our memory is short, our time is short, everything is, you know, declining, graph is going down, the heartbeat, the thing that's going down. We don't want to add up extra. Doing 16 round and falling 4 regular itself a big thing, big ask in Kali Yuga. If you go and ask people, you know, follow 4 regular principle. You know, if you find a person who is already falling 4 regular principle, we are like surprised. We ourselves surprised. We devotee, we are anyway doing. We are following 4 regular principle, okay. Now you are meeting someone who is already falling 4 regular, we are surprised. This guy is already, you know, he's a vegetarian, you know, he's not taking any intoxication. My God, this is like, you know, we are like, you know, amazed as a devotee. Because we ourselves, you know, imagine people thinking about us. We are like, these people are different, man, these people are. So then when we meet someone in this age who is already following 4 regulative principles, it's like the demigod for us. Or it will be a devata. You are like, you know, you are from a different world. So, following that, it's a big ask. And top of the main thing is, but we don't, the main, say for example, we avoid, say, okay, onion, garlic. People ask this question, why avoid this? Why to follow, why to rules, regulation, why? Because our priority is there in life is spiritual. In order to please, to have that priority, then we compromise on certain lower principle in life. This is our presentation. Our presentation is that I have certain priority in my life and I have certain principle in my life. And I like to follow that. And in order to follow that, I have to give up something. Sacrifice has to be there. Without sacrifice, there is no life. Everyone is sacrificing. It's not that only devotee is doing that.
You know, everyone in this world has to do some sacrifice. It's a part of life. Austerity, sacrifice, charity cannot be given up. This is Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, one should not give up. Austerity, charity and sacrifice. Doesn't matter who you are, you have to perform. So our sacrifice is, we sacrifice some lower principle and lower taste in order to get the higher taste, simple as that. And people does that. They give up lower job to get a higher job. You ask them, why you give up that? You know, I want more money. They have their priorities. I want money, I want fame, I want wealth, I want prestige, I want position, I want everything. So I give up that. So you have your priorities, we have our priorities. So this is austerity. And then what Krishna is saying, spiritual activities perform a Vedic ritual sacrifice. This is interesting. Because in Krishna consciousness, we do perform some rituals. The deity worship. The deity worship and the Bhagavad Marg, the two margs, right? Pancharatrika, Vidhi, Pancharatrika, following the rules, deity worship. And then we have this hearing and chanting. Our ritual is backed up with philosophy and understanding why we are doing and what we are doing. We are not just mechanically, vaguely doing, okay, I will do arati, I will, you know, add up something. There is a science behind it. Why we are doing rituals, why we are doing this ritualistic performance of worshipping the deity. To focus our mind, to, you know, able to do service to the Supreme Lord. The deity form of the Lord is appeared in order to, so that we can able to engage our senses and able to focus our mind and senses in the worship of the Lord. This is for our benefit. Krishna is fully satisfied. Krishna is not in demand. There are hundreds and thousands and crores of people are there to serve Krishna. Krishna is self-satisfied, Atmaram. He is fully happy. He doesn't require anything. But for our benefit, we have to perform devotional service. We have to do these deity services. Deity worship is recommended. Grihastha Ashram is recommended deity worship. Because if we have worship the deities, then the whole family can be engaged in the service around the deities. The children, the family, the, you know, everyone can be engaged in it. The whole community for our is a great example. Melbourne, we have a great community, but our community is centered in serving Radha Vallabha. Our century epicenter is temple. Everything is surrounded, is happening around this premises. Everyone is involved directly or indirectly. So this is our indirect, you know, connection. Indirectly we can see. So basically, when we want to see Lord, this is the theme of seeing the Supreme Lord. When we can see directly, so directly you just come in the temple, we can see Radha Vallabha. We see the Lordship, Govinda, Jagannath, Balabhadra, Subhadra. We can see directly in the infant. Indirectly is, one can see the Supreme Lord indirectly through his service, through the instructions of the spiritual master, through the service given by the authorities, through reading the scriptures. We can able to perceive the Lord indirect means. Because we have to see the connection. If we miss the connection of when we are doing services, when we are reading, when we are preaching, when we are cleaning, then it becomes mechanical, it creates boredom, then we ask question ourselves, we have doubt, why am I doing this? This is a kind of a labor. Because when we forget the connection, when we see that indirect hands of Radha Vallabha, then it becomes very difficult for a devotee to perform what he is doing day in and day out. Here Krishna is saying that chanting in the form of hymns and mantra constitute my body, connection. So Prabhupada writes here, chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's our meditation, right? Every day we are doing. This is like one of the tips chanting, you can see. If you see, chanting now is a conversation with the Supreme Lord. We heard this. This is our private moment or an appointment with the Supreme Lord. The worst thing or the least one should not do when we are talking to someone is should not sleep. Imagine I come to you and I sleep, right? You know, I talk to you. Hi, how are you? And then you are like dozing. I would be thinking whether I should continue to speak or should I walk out or... This is the least, at least, we don't want to, you know, nowadays if you see, there is so much distraction while speaking to someone. When someone speaks, we are looking at our mobile or we are looking at something else. And we are still hearing. Hey, you continue to speak, I'll do my activity. Then more, you know, if you see, you take the depth or the detail of conversation. How to have a perfect conversation with a person whom you are loving. You will make sure that each and every word is perfectly timed. You make sure you have the eye contact. You make sure you are in a, you know, very energetic, very active. Be in the present. Isn't it? It's the best conversation. Like if you're attending an interview or if you're talking to your boss or if you're meeting someone who you're very special, then you make sure you are in a bright, proper mood or in a proper consciousness. You don't sleep when you are talking to someone whom you are looking forward. And it's not just a conversation, if you really see chanting. That's the time here, you know, the whole prayers of why Daksha offering is, he's quoting actually, these prayers are there in Vedic literature. He is quoting that prayers in the idea is adding three things. He is adding, you know, he is asking the Lord that please bless me, please merciful to me, and please fulfill my desire. This is a proper etiquette that we all have desires. We want certain things in life, spiritual or material, doesn't matter. And with that desire to fulfill, we offer prayers. The same thing Daksha is doing. Right? He is actually offering these prayers and his desire is to make or to make everyone happy. Basically, he wants to do welfare. He wants to create progeny. He is a Prajapati. His desire has to be fulfilled that he has to produce progeny. And this is... The Lord actually, the form which we worship, the desire which we have, the Lord appeared in that form and in that way to fulfill the desire. That's how the Lord reciprocates. What is our desire? What is the way we are worshipping? That is the way the Lord reciprocates. He is also a person. So to fulfill, so coming back, that when we are chanting, when we are having conversation, we are also having a desire of please engage me in your devotional service. And we are requesting, we are actually asking for a favor. Now that actually add up certain, one more level. So it's not a friendly conversation. You need something from that person. So then he becomes a little bit more attentive. Suppose you want a favor from a person, then you approach him in a very humble way. You need to be humble if you want to ask help. You cannot go in a proud way and ask for help. It won't work. If you're asking for a favor and you're going in, you know, proud and asking for a favor, you know the answer. So, We are having a conversation and on top of that we wanted a favor and we are approaching in that manner. So that is a daily effort. It's not a one day. It's a daily effort. Whenever you are having the feedback, this is what your mood is, should be, isn't it? So then the Lord fulfills the desire. So our prayer, our attitude, our way we approach is all counted, it's all taken. So we have to put effort, we have to put, this is our austerity, that we put, we are going out of our comfort zone to please that person. We are going away from what usually we used to do. And this is austerity. That's how the Lord gets pleased. That is our tapasya. And Vedic sacrifice and Vedic literature. So the purpose of Vedic literature, the purpose of Vedic literature is to surrender to Krishna. This is dharma. Dharma of the living entity is to surrender to Krishna. Simple as that. If we can able to read the scripture and able to develop that attitude of surrender, taking shelter of Krishna, then we are in the right path. Then we are going in the right direction. Then we can see the Lord. So Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna, that every page we can see Krishna. How? Because when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we can able to surrender our life more and more to the Supreme Lord. So these are the ways quickly one can see the Supreme Lord. So more are there which I might discuss. I'll leave it here and see if anyone has any questions or comments. Anyone wants to add anything? In the hearts of Brahma. And when we are focused on pleasing the Supreme Lord, then actually the Lord gives a drop of that realization in our heart that we can able to see that kind of a bliss ball kind of moment. And that's how, you know, we eager and enthusiast to do more, because once you have that taste, then you have to do more to get that. You can experience this in your chanting as well, when sometimes you really absorbed, you have that state of where you are peaceful and you want to do, you want to chant more, you don't want to stop. That's how the Lord reveals actually himself. We cannot force the Supreme Lord to be present in your mind. I'm performing bhakti, Krishna come in front of me. That doesn't work actually. So we have to perform bhakti, purify our consciousness, and patience, wait. So the Lord will be here. And the Lord sends his devotees and reveals through his devotees, and many ways he can reciprocate actually. When we are dependent, when we are praying, for example, when we have books are not going, then you realize that I am not the controller, then you really humbly pray to Krishna, isn't it? And then all of a sudden someone will come and ask for books and, you know, magic moments happen. Again you go back to Rama. Then again you pray. So I think, you know, when we are doing devotional service, we get that satisfaction and bliss, and that's how we can able to see Krishna in our action. Tantra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada.